I think there's several guys that you can look at and go, and not several guys this year, but several guys every year. There's a couple of them that come out and you go, that guy physically can do what it takes to be a franchise quarterback. I think Tua and Burrow are both guys that I'm convinced technically, cerebrally, you know, mentally, they're there. They're ready to play the position at a high level. And so we can start with those two. But I tell you, man, I would have to sit across the table, sit across the desk from these guys, and really, I don't need to discuss any X's and O's, because clearly they can process at a high level with the universities they came from and the film that's out there. But I would really need to have a good gut feeling about a guy having the it factor. And if I didn't have that, there's no way I would take a quarterback that early in the draft. These organizations are full of dysfunction, and you've got to have a guy, since we were just talking about it, the whole Michael Jordan, obviously we know who Mike is now, but those early years where Mike had that it factor, the confidence to go in and turn an organization around that was clearly dysfunctional, if you sit across the table from one of these guys and they have that, then shoot, yeah, man, you jump on it and you run with it. But if not, I think all of these guys have enough red flags to where you've got to at least acknowledge them, and it would be a big question mark for me. If they didn't have the it factor, I would pump the brakes.
How much tougher does it make it to determine if somebody has the it factor when you don't really get to meet with them like you usually do?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, now it's tough. I mean, I would think that with those top two guys, you know, you could call the head coaches, obviously, and they would be able to tell you. I think you could watch interviews, post-game press conferences, interviews that are going on now, live Instagrams that Maria Taylor's doing. You know, you could watch those kind of things and get a really good feel for it. You know, like, just for instance, like I'm sold on Tua. I think the it factor is the cool, calm, collected, can handle whatever kind of adversity the right way, and can get through two or three seasons of down times in an organization. I think Tua is that guy based off of what I've seen. You know, there's a little bit more of an arrogance, maybe a little more Baker Mayfield type of thought with Joe Burrow, even though he appears to be coming through that with the Peyton Manning calls, conversations as of late. But I just think it's these GMs and these head coaches, I don't think it's a difficult decision. I think if you get warm and fuzzy when you talk to these jokers and you trust that they can really, really handle adversity, then you go get them. But falling in love with the 6'6 big arm that can make all the throws, that's just not it, man.
So sounds like a Justin Herbert shot right there. I agree with you on Tua. I'm gonna throw this out because this is the criticism that I've heard, which I guess it makes some sense. But for you as a guy who played quarterback, who sees quarterbacks, the knock on Tua that I've heard, besides the injuries, is he has two wide receivers that are probably going to go in the top 15. He's got the best offensive line in the country. He just got to sit back there and pick defenses apart. You can't really tell much about him. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, for me, the injury's a red flag for Tua, but I've been pumping the brakes on Tua for 2 years now because being an Arkansas grad, man, I look at the Arkansas film and it looks like me out there trying to cover his receivers. Eight games a year, this guy's playing 7-on-7. His pocket is 10 yards wide and 10 yards deep. His targets have 5, 6, 7 yards of separation. So yeah, he's accurate. But I'll argue it's very easy to be accurate in those scenarios. And so, yeah, I mean, I think you can say the same thing for Joe Burrow at LSU. I think 8 or 9 of the games that he played this year, I think that the gap between the talent he had in LSU in a Tiger uniform versus the talent that was on the opposite side of the field, I think there was a significant gap. And so those receivers in the NFL aren't going to go make the plays that his receivers were making consistently throughout the year. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a red flag there. But for me, man, too, I'm just convinced that it translates. I'm convinced that the ability to process is through the roof. And I'm a believer in his moxie. I'm a believer in his it factor, man. I may be wrong because I'm basing it off of interviews, TV, studying the guy. But I'm a believer. I'm more of a believer in him than I am the rest of them. I'll tell you that.